right, Dominica. I know you just locked in there to the big station. Just want to know what's going on there in the news, huh? But we heard this morning that Mihal Choksi was scheduled to be present in the court this morning. But due to health conditions, he was not. Told also that he has asked to see a special doctor, and some representation was made on his behalf in the courts so he could be dealt with a special doctor. Matter that might have to be dealt with according to information by the High Court. According to legal information, magistrate may have passed the buck. Put it directly in the hands of the High Court. I think he's expected to be back in court sometime about July 6th. That's the information I'm receiving from reporters who have covered the courts. And we'll keep digging for more. But I want to share with you this afternoon there an interview, an exclusive interview with his lawyer from the UK that was done sometime this morning with Mr. Loftus-Duran. Let's play this one. I will come back. 1:14.
I have the opportunity to speak with one of the lawyers representing Mr. Choksi in this matter. His name is Mr. Michael Pollack. Mr. Pollack, good morning to you, brother.
Good morning, and good morning to the people of Dominica. It's great to be with you.
Good. Mr. Pollack, it is kind of very interesting that we're having this interview this morning, because this morning Mr. Choksi is set to go before the magistrate's court this morning to answer the charge in his name of illegally entering Dominica.
Yes, that's right. It's become a bit of a farcical situation where someone can be kidnapped and forced into a country and then charged with illegal entry. But we all know why this has taken place. Because when Mr. Choksi was brought into Dominica, he was kept away from lawyers. I think they believed that they could whisk him away to India without any legal process at all taking place. But luckily, people in Dominica, and there's been lots of people in Dominica who've been doing fantastic work, they've not been just buying the government's line about what's going on. But people did research, the Dominican lawyers managed to get in to see him, and they made a habeas corpus petition saying that he should be free, that he was unlawfully detained. He wasn't brought before the magistrate's court within the 72-hour period, and he was hidden away there by the authorities in Dominica. So we all know what happened next. They sit around and they say to themselves, what are we going to do now? We've got Mr. Choksi how we wanted him, but he's made his application for habeas corpus. And so not to justify the fact that they can keep a hold of him, that's why they charged him with the illegal entry. It's really as simple as that. It's very cynical. It's very cynical that the Dominican courts are being used in this manner as part of this conspiracy. So that's what's happening. I believe the people of Dominica can see it.
Yes, indeed. I read a piece from you in terms of an article that you wrote in that you said categorically clear that that case of Mr. Choksi, it will be a true test for not just the Dominica courts, but the courts in the region. And I want to agree with you 100% on that statement.
That's absolutely right. It is a test for Dominica politically. It's a test for the institutions of Dominica. Are the courts able to stand up against an executive who's misbehaving? It's a test for the politicians of Dominica. Who's going to be the first Dominican governmental member of parliament to come out and say, this is wrong? Because the people of Dominica, I believe, will be able to see that this is wrong. This is not something that Dominica should have become involved in. But who's going to be the first member of the government to come up and say it? And who's got the courage to do that? But it really will test the institutions of Dominica and the institutions of the Caribbean. It's quite clear what's happened here. There has been a kidnapping. Other theories which have been floated out there as propaganda by powerful states are not really making any purchase with people, because people aren't stupid. They know what's happened here. They know that the Indian state wanted Mr. Choxon. He had legal proceedings in Antigua, where he's an Antiguan citizen, and this is how things have turned out. So it will be a test for CARICOM as well. And I'm not sure, when I've been looking, I haven't seen any statement from CARICOM or the Eastern Caribbean states. And this is something which is happening with individuals across the Caribbean. But I don't want people in Dominica to think that I'm here pointing my finger at the Dominican people. They've been doing fantastic work investigating and holding their politicians to account in Dominica. But also, we say that this is something which has a very large UK element to it. So I'm not here pointing fingers at Dominica and saying, you know, this is a Dominican conspiracy only. This is an international conspiracy to bypass the rule of law and Mr. Choxon's rights in Antigua.
Yes, indeed. The situation of Mr. Choxon, his claim of being tortured, treated in a very inhuman manner, that are some of his rights that are were declared by the UN Charter some many years ago, 1948, if memory serves me right. And so I know you are very strong there, Mr. Pola. Can you just shed some light as to that aspect of the case in and out of itself, where his human rights are concerned?
What's happened to Mr. Choxon breaches a number of his human rights. We say he was kidnapped, tortured. He was removed from a place where he's a citizen as well. And the American Declaration of Human Rights, which is one of the oldest human rights treaties in the world, actually has a special provision within it, which says that individuals have the right to nationality and not to be removed from the country of their nationality without any due process. So this is law which applies across the Caribbean, international human rights law, which is being breached quite strongly here. So we think the right thing to happen now is for Mr. Choxon to be returned to Antigua. This is not something that Dominica should be involved in. It's something which will reflect very badly upon the courts of Dominica if he is whisked off to India, contrary to all due process. So I think the Dominican people will agree with me and say, well, why is he here? Why has he been brought into our country? Why are the eyes of the world being turned onto our country in this matter, when an Antiguan national who was living in Antigua, going through the court processes in Antigua?
Yeah, sure. When I speak to some of the Indian reporters, persons from India in particular, who are kind of watching and keeping a close eye on that case, I'm getting that kind of sentiment from them that they want Choxon back on Indian soil, and it really doesn't matter to them how he gets back there. So that in and out of itself puts me in a very kind of, you know, awkward position sometimes, to wonder really and truly what is going on, where this guy is alleged to have committed some scam or fraud or whatever it is. But based on what I'm getting from them, it's like it's a situation of they want him back dead or alive, and they don't care really and truly how he's brought back. Once he's brought back, that is their only main thing on the agenda.
It's a very funny aspect to this case, because I think it's embarrassing for any nation to behave in this kind of manner, get involved with criminal gangs who will traffic people, who will kidnap people. I think it's embarrassing. And all the states involved in this conspiracy, and I include all the countries where nationals are involved, or whose authorities may be involved as well, are all members of the Commonwealth. And the Commonwealth states that the belief in human rights is one of the cornerstones of the Commonwealth movement. So I think that's a very embarrassing position to take, to say we don't care how he gets back. The rule of law is very important. It doesn't matter who it applies to, and the extradition provisions are set up to protect individual rights. States, of course, can extradite people. They can make applications before courts. And the reason why there's a process, the reason why we don't go around just picking people up from whichever country they're in, is because the process is there to protect the individual rights of those people before they're taken to a state, to check that there is no abuse of their rights. So I think right-thinking people, and I say right-thinking people in India as well, would want there to be a proper process to take place as well. But it just hasn't happened in this case so far. But we're hoping that the Dominican courts can be a lion under the throne of the government of Dominica. Because a state which doesn't have that fearless judiciary to stand up against a government involved in this kind of tawdry business, it's a very difficult place for individuals to feel confident in. It's a very difficult place for people to do business in, because they don't have that that backstop, that protection of independent courts. So I think it's really important today and for future hearings that there is a true independence of the legal system of Dominica from the executive.
Yes, indeed. And I just want to put on the record as well that whilst we are here having this discussion, Mr. Pollack, that from since this unfolding fiasco, I call it, where Mr. Chokshi is concerned, there have been sort of a deafening silence from the political powers that be, that is members of the Dominican Labour Party in Dominica. Also, the Minister of National Security, much have not been coming from him. And added to that, the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force, in particular, the hierarchy. What are some of your comments, if any, about that kind of silence?
Well, I would simply call on those individuals to have a good think about themselves and what they stand for. And really, when they go home at night, what have they done during their work day? Do they feel proud of it? And I think they need to show some courage. I think individuals in Dominica, in positions of authority, need to show courage. They need to stand up. They need to speak out. Because not only are Mr. Choksi's rights on the line, but the reputation of Dominica is also on the line. And it's being put on the line by the authorities in Dominica, but not just them. It's being put on the line by all the people surrounding them who know exactly what happened. They know exactly what happened and how it happened, but they're sitting there silently. And they need to show some courage, and they need to do this quickly.
Again, final question to you, Mr. Pollack. What would you like to see in terms of the outcome of the court hearing at the magistrate's level?
Well, at the magistrate's level, we say that this is a clear abuse of process. You can't charge someone with illegal entry when they're kidnapped and forced into a country. And that's just ridiculous. It doesn't matter which jurisdiction you're in. It's an abuse of the court's process. And it's embarrassing that he's being prosecuted for illegal entry. Should never have taken place. Should never have taken place at all. So we say that those criminal proceedings against him should be stopped. He should be returned to Antigua, where he's a citizen. And the processes should be able to run in Antigua. And that's the right thing to do. Anything else that happens apart from that will reflect really poorly on Dominica, and I don't think the Dominican people want that.
Yeah. Mr. Pollack, thank you very much. We'll keep that line of communication open, and I will provide you the necessary updates, and you yourself can reciprocate that as well from your end.
Thank you very much, Loftus.
Thank you.
All right, this is exclusive interview with Michael Pollack, done by Loftus Durand. The saga continues. And I want again to play you an interview that we did this morning, exclusive interview with the opposition leader, about what should be done with Mehul Choksi. at this time. Let's see if we can get to that. What has to happen at this time?
Well,
what has to happen at this time?
Well, what has to happen at this time is very simple. This matter is no business of Dominica. This matter is between the government and law enforcement in India, the accused gentleman, Mehul Choksi, and Antigua and Barbuda, where he legitimately took citizenship by investment in Antigua and Barbuda and has been living there since 2018. This is not our matter.
Send him back.
Send him back. And the process to send him back is very simple. The people who are prosecuting him in Dominica, meaning the police, prosecuting him on the charge of illegal entry into Dominica, after they received him into the country from his kidnappers and asked the kidnappers no question, the very same police who received him into the country are charging him for illegal entry into Dominica, having ignored his abductors and those who brought him to Dominica against his will, only to hand him over to law enforcement for them to then turn around and charge him with illegal entry. What has to happen now is that that prosecution needs to end. And it can end simply by going into the court and agreeing to a consent order that Mr. Choksi should be returned forthwith to Antigua and Barbuda, and let the due process that has already commenced there with respect to his extradition to India run its course. That is what the rule of law demands that we do. And I do not know, Matt, since when we are so interested in Dominica in bringing fugitives from other parts of the world to justice, or accused persons from other parts of the world to justice. When Iran wanted Alireza Monfared to face charges in Tehran, we harbored him here knowing fully well that the Iranian government wanted him, and ignoring requests from friendly governments like Cuba that were trying to influence us that he should be given up to the authorities in Iran to face charges. This is a man who held a Dominica diplomatic passport and who in 2015, December, was picked up by Malaysian police authorities for the Iranians. And when they did that, he told them, well, I'm a diplomat. Diplomat of where? He says, I'm a Dominica diplomat. I am the ambassador for Dominica in Malaysia. The police authorities in Malaysia called the Dominica High Commission in London and were able to confirm that, yes, this man is the holder of a Dominica diplomatic passport. He is an ambassador for Dominica in Malaysia. And the police released him. He immediately left Malaysia and headed straight to Dominica, where he resided for about 6 months before he moved to the Dominican Republic. At no point did the government, who knew he was wanted, lifted a single finger to get him back to where he was wanted to stand trial. He went back there. He faced trial. He's in jail. He's serving a 20-year jail term with an order that he repays over $2 billion to the state of Iran. So we had that on our doorstep. We did nothing. But now we're making a backdoor entry into this matter involving India, Mehul Choksi, and Antigua. We're making a backdoor entry into it by collaborating with and condoning kidnapping, torture, and forced transfer from one country in the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court jurisdiction to the next, just to short circuit the process of extradition on behalf of India. Why would India want us to do that? Why are we being pressured to do that? And why is the government subjecting itself to the pressures in that regard? And this matter, Matt, of the consent order, it's very simple, you know. On the 26th of May, two senior police officers went to Mehul Choksi with a form, a consent form, for him to sign to be repatriated. They went to him to sign. He wanted his lawyers to see the form. The police officers refused. And he didn't see Antigua anywhere on the form. So he felt that the police officers were trying to trick him. He didn't sign it. So this idea of a consent order has already surfaced with the very police themselves who are prosecuting him for illegal entry. And all they have to do is to say the consent is, what we are consenting to is that you are going to go back to Antigua, and that story ends for Dominica. Ends. So all of this intrigue that we're involved with now, where we are standing up against the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it would appear, and all of a sudden now, the man is being restricted, his access to his lawyers is being restricted. I don't know where it says that if you need to see a lawyer at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you can, because you're only permitted between 9 and 2 to see lawyers. What is that? Where does that come from? What now is this thing about the access? I heard Lofty talking this morning about the restriction of access, members of his family who are in Dominica and so on. So clearly, when you hear all that, you hear a government and a law enforcement authority that is now bent on punishing the man. A man who, by the way, has done us nothing. Eh? He has done Dominica absolutely nothing.
All right, Dominica, this is Q95. It's about 1:34 in the afternoon. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take some of your phone calls. I know you're waiting to call. Stick around.
Atoufi, point linette mwen asu tabla ba mwen. Fè vite souple, mwen pwese.
Tan let me see, Mac. Mac a wey.
Eh ben, isan ma kredi ou pa ka bien wey. Mi linette la, menm kote a mwen dou la.
La yye tout le ya. Ek ma te ka wey?
Ça veut dire ou besoin aller Optifam vitement avant zio vin pli mauvais.
Dis-moi Mac, pis pas jodi moi ni problème épisé moi.
Eh ben c'est Optifam qui ni pli mais docteur Zier en paya. A pas dit ça, Optifam jatiwe en chai l'argent à sous frame lunette et qui ont ni pli belle frame lunette qui en style.
Tout ça? Eh ben moi kay check pressure moi avant et qu'après nay Optifam.
Non Atoufi, allez là même puisqu'il y a ka check pressure zio, examiner zio pour licence chauffeur, check pour pisa dou et yo ka jik manager maladie zie glaucoma et puis cataracte.
Bon, qui côté Optifam yé?
Optifam à sous 23 Great Marlborough Street, Tupou Queens, Amozo. Téléphone 440-8486. Eh bien, 285-8676.
Bon Dieu, merci oui pour Optifam. Yo se limo yon pour occupation zio.
Treat yourself, your family, or a loved one to a comprehensive eye examination at Optifam Eye Center to check for 2020 vision in the year 2020. Also inquire about or telemedicine services, filling of external eyeglasses prescriptions, and specials on eyewear.
Also opened is A-Medic Urgent Care and Telemedicine Center, offering specialized and general healthcare. Call 612-1328 or come in for your appointment. You could also visit our new location at Casapura Bay Street, Portsmouth.
New Jersey and the Tri-State area is coming your way. The biggest daytime activity for the summer, June 26, 2021.
You heard me right.
June 26, 2021, 767 Garden Brunch and first open garden book signing at Craft Expo with writers from Dominica, Artisan Crafters. Experience Dominica. Get a taste of the Nature Island, the best kept secret in the Caribbean. Take the address down, 767 Stuyvesant Avenue, Irvington, New Jersey, and find your way. Come feed on your appetite from 10 a.m. in the morning, and a full Dominican menu, cut fish and green bananas, stewed bacconets, and more. An evening barbecue with Dominican music and your favorite DJ, DJ Lolo. Put your mask and wear something Dominican. All COVID-19 protocols will be observed as you shop, patronize, and be a Dominican at the biggest daytime activity for the summer, June 26, 767 Stuyvesant Avenue, Irvington, New Jersey. A Dominican brunch. Be there. Be there. Be there. Be there.
With
Digicel Prime bundles, you get more than just data. You level up to a whole new digital life.
Level up with deep music
for your favorite local and international tracks. Level up with Sports Max and catch the top live sports action.
Level up with Go Loud
for radio stations and trending podcasts from Dominica. And level up with Playgo for the latest movies, TV series, and local shows. Enjoy a 7-day Prime bundle at only $32 with 49 gigabytes of dedicated data for premium access to your favorite app without touching your any use data. That's a total of 59 gigabytes. Activate a Prime bundle in the My Digicel app. Digicel, better together.
Over the heat and humidity?
Yeah, boy, making hot.
Now's the time to invest in an energy-efficient Lennox AC unit from EMS Limited. Lennox AC units offers quiet cooling without bursting the bank. Ideal for home or business. Available in a variety of sizes, installation and servicing by our factory-certified technicians. Choose Lennox, choose EMS, and keep comfortable while in control of your energy cost. Call 255-6813 or visit us in Canfield next to Auto Trade. Say goodbye to the heat and hello to perfect air with Lennox AC.
Attention! We're a go for rocket launch!
Roger!
Engines ready!
Yay, Daddy!
Liftoff in 3, 2, 1!
Kids, breakfast is ready!
Ooh, launch postponed!
Give yourself a strong start to the day with Dutch Lady. Milk with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady. Building strong families since 1871.
All right, Dominica, it's that time when we have to take some phone calls. I know the telephones are going at this time. Hello, good afternoon to you. Yes?
Blessed day to you, my brethren.
Good afternoon to you.
Matt, it's maybe just a supposition, an assumption, but Dominica is a holding cell for India, holding Choksi. It has nothing to do with illegal entry because, look, the lawyer Loftus just interviewed Mr. Linton and even me that haven't got, you know, not nothing I can understand. That has nothing to do with illegal entry. Matt, you have a regional security service. There's the Bar Association, the Regional Bar Association. Matt, was a gag order put on them, Matt? You don't know?
No, I don't think so.
We have the Dominica Bar Association. Is there a gag order on them as well? Because, Matt, if that injustice can fly in our faces in the manner in which it is happening, Matt, and the Bar Association, maybe even with their Human Rights Commission within the region, we can summon the Regional Security Service. But for that matter, you know what they're going to cry out? Oh, Dominica is a sovereign state. So no regional association cannot intervene. They will keep their silence. But when is to bring in the Regional Security Service to maintain the corruption of government on a regional scale, Matt? It's a collective fraternity, and they make their collective decisions to keep each other in power by any means necessary, but not to protect the citizens of the country or the individual states, Matt. So really and truly, what is going on there, Matt? That is why I love the term, the law is an ass. The Bar Association is one as well, Matt. Just, you know, some people take offense. It's just a donkey. Isn't that so, Matt?
Yep.
Even in the Bible, refer to, you know, the ass and all of that, you know? So even the churches, 90% of them, Matt, fall in the same category. Why that manner of abuse and illegality, Matt, kidnapping and all manner of evil that goes with that man? The man is alleged to have committed a crime in India. He is in Antigua. He disappeared from Antigua. Everybody saying, you don't hear nothing from Blackmore or Skerrit or nobody. He's kidnapped the government of Dominica, collaborated with the Antiguan government and maybe India, to kidnap him and bring him to Dominica, Matt. And they're saying nothing. And if that is the case, that is an international crime. So, Matt, let us just zip our lips, because me, I don't want to talk. No, because you know it is already. It is just a matter of time. When the rain fall, every man host up after wet. Blessings.
All right, so somebody saying, Matt, I really agree with Blessings, but today he is right on point with his remarks. Let's go back to the telephone. So they really agree with you, Blessings, but today you're on point. Talk to me. Hello. Yes. Take a phone. Are you there, caller? Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that call. I am sorry that we missed that call. Okay? Call me back. Let's take a phone call. Hello, yes?
Yeah, Matt, yes. I want to support Blessings, Matt, because you see, this regional security system, Matt, it is designed to assist each other to solve crime. We heard recently on Q95 from Nicholas George that the regional system is the RSS, Matt. We can contact the RSS to get assistance to investigate even the missing billions that we are talking about. So when we see what is happening with the RSS, especially with the sitting prime ministers, that they are willing and ready to send RSS to kill people in Dominica to maintain this scary dictatorship, Matt, it is a matter of concern for the people of Dominica. And if now more than ever the people of Dominica do not see the need for us to rise up, shut down this country, Matt, and save our democracy, Matt, then we will never see, Matt. What they're doing to Tuxi, Matt, they will do it to any one of our citizens. And that is why, again, we appreciate the expose by our leader of the opposition, where he showed us the link between what is happening with Tuxi now and what they attempted to do to him when they attempted to assassinate him, Matt. And that is very crucial for us, the people of Dominica. We need to rise up right now, shut down this country, and take over our country from this dictatorship. Thanks for the opportunity, my brother.
All right, thank you for that. It's 1:44. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am right on cue.
Okay.
Now, the question I'd like to ask the Roosevelt government. How much is it costing the state right about now from the time Chosky has entered into Dominica to right about now? How much is it costing the state? Because I'm sure it's costing us a lot of our tax money. You say we haven't got money. We borrow in money. We credit in. But you have lawyers in and out of the court paying to make Chosky stay in Dominica. Roosevelt Skerrit, as the Prime Minister of Dominica, I'm asking you a question right about now. If you and Gaston Brown went into agreement to have Chosky in Dominica, please, Chosky doesn't belong to Dominica, send Chosky back to Antigua. Please, we're begging you. The deal went wrong. It's like, you know, some men go on a drug deal, and things happen, somebody end up dying. Send the man back to his country, to Antigua. That is where he belongs. Let him do whatever that have to happen to him. Let it be done in Antigua, not in Dominica. We shouldn't be involved in that kind of scandal. Why? For all the wrong reason. And tomorrow, when your passport deals go bad, you will say it's the Workers' Party that makes things didn't work with your airport. Passport cannot sell, and you will blame it on, you will look for a scapegoat, and you'll blame it on the Workers' Party. Matt, let me ask you a question there. When you went up to the state, did they ask you if you were vaccinated or not?
My telephones are ringing all over the place. Blue, blue, I do apologize there. Hello, talk to me on the telephone. Yes, 1:46. I don't always out of time. Hello, yes. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? I'm sorry, we have to move on. Let's take another phone call, yes?
Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you.
People to pray in Dominica.
You what?
Carried asking people to pray for Dominica. He forget when he sent for the forces overseas.
Did you pray this morning?
What happened?
Did you pray?
I always pray for my God.
Thank you, thank you. That's the objective, my brother. You don't have to pray for what Scary is asking to pray, but pray, always pray.
I'm not telling you I pray for Scary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you know why I'm saying that?
Tell me.
The boo, he shouldn't get...
No. We won't accept that. We won't accept this kind of language, huh? 4493, think of something else. Hello, talk to me. Hello, yes.
Good afternoon, sir.
My brother, how are you doing? Dominicans. Hello, yes.
Yes. Matt, from day one, I said that thing was all about money. I've seen it now. No, I'm going to ask you, why is it every time something happens, something bad happens, always involving money, said is involved. Said is the kind of man who tell his mother for a dollar. And all it is about money. No, he doesn't want to send a trustee back to Antigua. Well, I don't know what kind of dealing he and Gaston Wong have. If Gaston Wong pay him any money to hold the man back and send to India, we don't know. But it's all about money. So clear the air. Tell the Dominican people what really conspired. You can't have a man taking the Coast Guard, dumping it in Dominica, and then accusing him of entering illegally. But you dump him there. You put the man there. So clearly, and I want to just send a statement. On another matter, Matt, I hear Optifarm advertising to come to people for their eye. Optifarm, tell the people that the eye machine is broken down for about 3 months.
Optifarm, why would Optifarm know about that?
Yeah, no, Optifarm, test your eye.
Yes, I'm saying, but why would they know about that, the machine at the hospital? I don't know.
No, the machine is broken down at the hospital.
Are you saying tell Optifarm to tell the people? But I'm saying, but why would Optifarm know about that?
They know.
Oh, they know. I don't know.
Everybody that comes there, they take $140 from the people.
Oh, okay, all right.
Knowing very well that there's no machine for the operation. So stop advertising.
Oh. Well, again, I cannot confirm that Optifarm knows anything about that, so I cannot make that accusation, okay? Or you cannot make that accusation. 149, hello, talk to me, yeah?
Was it accidentally or you deliberately?
Accident. Why would I cut you off deliberately? But go ahead.
Okay, I was going to ask you a question. When you came into when you went into the States, did they ask you if you were vaccinated?
No, they didn't ask. I was traveling. Before you get on that plane, you need to show certification in terms of vaccination, or you have to show a negative test.
Okay, let me ask another question. Would you know if any of the ministers or the Skerrit got their second dose of vaccination?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
Because I have the opinion, and a lot of Dominicans have the opinion that Skerrit, neither his wife took neither the first dose. So they will not show you if they take the second dose. And if at all you take the second dose, not to make it look like all you had it. No, we will be looking at all the little thing on the video, and we will know if it's all you just had it or if all you Photoshop it. Have a blessed afternoon.
Blue, you sound like an expert. I don't know these things. I don't know the things. And if you have the information, you can share that. But I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe a factor. 4493095. And if you have the information again, share with me. 4493095, 96 and 97. Dominica, we're going to do a quick break and we'll come back. We have about nine more minutes.
Do you hear what I hear? Listen to the ocean, and you will hear a cry for help. The ocean is hurting, and we are the source of the hurt. But we can stop and start to heal our ocean by preventing pollution from getting into our waterways. It can start with you. Join an active organization, or better yet, make a personal commitment. Commit not for just one day in the year, but for the rest of your life. Let's dispose of our plastic and other waste responsibly. And let's start building resilience. Let the healing begin.
This message is brought to you by the OECS Commission with funding from the Government of Norway. Remlet, tackling ocean pollution from tooth to sooth.
I have the opportunity to speak with one of the lawyers.
All right, okay. Well, we heard that interview earlier. 1:51 is the afternoon time. Talk to me.
Finally. How you doing, my brother?
You're not the only one trying, I can tell you that.
Well, I know that, man. The fire is blazing, my brother. And here's the thing, no? This whole thing that the lawyer just said a while ago. Oh, man, here comes the train. Can you hear me? I'm not disturbing now, are you?
I'm hearing you, sir. Go ahead. You're wasting the time there.
Okay, good.
Take your time.
Yes, the lawyer said that some of the people on the island don't want that. But what he don't know, we got more idiots who want it and who blaming Mr. Linton already. I heard your show this morning on the Nation Station. They put Mr. Linton's name in the comments. Matt, we are in a quandary with some people who have yet to see the game that is played on them. They've been bamboozled. And as long as we have these things and some people refuse to learn and be smarter than they are today to get smarter by tomorrow, we're going to have an issue. Our solution to all our problems is what my brother Brian said. I'm in favor of it all the way. The people need to take to the streets on a regular basis in big numbers and have this government retire, because these things are going nowhere. All we have is a set of gangsters, and what has played out right now with Mr. Choksi, gangster diplomacy, my brother. The same gangster over there in Antigua with Gaston Brown in Dominica, they all have to go, because the region is going to suffer later on, you see. Thank you.
It's 154. Hello, 154, yes?
Matt?
Yes?
Good afternoon, long time. I was forced to call. You forced me to call. Let me tell you that.
Tell me that.
All you want them to call him, not a Buell, not a Boo, a Malikong?
No. My friend, let's just keep away from that kind of language. I mean, We know better. Why do we keep doing it? Don't go down to the gutter. When people go to the gutter, don't go down there with them. Okay, 449, that's not the kind of, they speak that kind of language on the other radio station. We don't accept this. Hello, talk to me. Yes? Hello.
Matt, good afternoon to you.
To you, my brother. How are you doing, Mr. Johnson, Boston? Please.
You're back.
Good to be back.
I tried to call you this morning, but you're a busy man those days.
Uh-huh.
Dominic is pregnant with issues.
Too many to deliver.
Yeah. But Matt, it is so amazing that I listened to Gaston Brown responding to questions in Parliament in Antigua. And when the guy asked the Member of Parliament, for all seats, asked the question about the Scotland Yard and the kidnapping of Choksi, Brown gave the impression that, yes, Choksi was kidnapped. And when he asked about the Antigua policeman involvement in terms of investigation, he said, yeah, he knew that they're investigating. And I think they have, I had one or two persons of interest. That's what Brown said from the answer to the question. Now, initially, Brown had said he had spoken to Skerritt and asked him to send Choksi back to India. In other words, they do not want Choksi back in Antigua. Now, any judge, any ancestor before, and any magistrate with their salt will recognize that this is a stupid matter and really making our courts look foolish in the eyes of the region and the international community. And therefore, you have this gentleman, the minister went and issued a letter to declare him persona non grata, so it means that he doesn't have a state and so forth. Why is all of this? I mean, if you pick up a call from one plant and your call is missing, you're looking for your call. I thought our court was about justice and ensuring that the right thing is done. If somebody is taken advantage of, then the court can come in and adjudicate and settle the matter, Matt. Another thing, Matt, I don't know if you saw a statement by the Minister of Education. Can you imagine that? And she's blaming the sun when the sun is going down. Her voice is impaired. We just have to find a day to laugh.
I saw that statement from the Minister of Education, you know. I just have to laugh. I'll try to share it next week. I'll make up my mind if I want to share that with the rest of the Dominican public. But I'm sure by then they might pick it up, huh?
Yes, they might pick it.
All right. Caller, thank you very much. Okay, we have two more minutes. Yes, we have 1:57 is the time of the clock on the wall. Talk to me, yeah?
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good, thank you. What is the big war about American Eagle? I came to Dominica twice in the past, direct from New York into Puerto Rico, and then Eagle direct into Dominica. Now I'm seeing about, you know, like it's a big deal right now. What's all the big whoopla?
Well, according to those who know and try to share with me, we have an American Eagle coming from Puerto Rico, but what I'm hearing is that they're using an ATR turboprop instead of the aircraft they use from Puerto Rico. So they're using a jet aircraft to make that journey. Yeah? Are you there? That's the difference.
Yes, I'm there. I'm listening.
Yeah, that's the difference right, from what I picked up. Okay, thank you very much. 449-309-5697. Yep. So they have stopped. Using the ATR aircraft, and now they're using the jet aircraft to make that journey to Dominica. Much more comfortable. 1:59, let's take a phone call. Yes, talk to me. Yes? What? Yes?
Do you know where Mr. Troxy is presently?
I have no... he's at the hospital right now. He's at the hospital.
Okay.
Yes, he's at the hospital under prison care. So the prison wardens are taking care of Mr. Choksi at this time. I'm sure there is some police guard, because a top police officer, I was told, may be giving instructions there. But the case, again, may have been postponed. Let's take our final call for the afternoon. It's 1:59 next here. The Digicel Hour. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, good afternoon.
To you.
Matt, if you see they allow Choksi to die in Dominica, hold on to them, eh? Whatever deal they make, they know they have to send the man back. Send the man back. Please don't allow the man to die in Dominica. Because I tell you, the blood of Choksi will be on Dominicans' back. Innocent will pay for it. Whatever deal is their greed, please send back the man. Lord, they're talking about prayer. I hope Sterrett will pray over that. He's telling us about prayer. He and his lay ministers and them, I hope they're praying over that too. Send the man back and don't let the man's blood fall in Dominica. Bye-bye.
All right. Good afternoon to a granddaughter, Kyra Schillenfeld. Your grandma is saying good afternoon to you and congratulations. To my granddaughter, Kyra Schillenfeld. Lots of love. We've got to go, Dominica. I'll be back tomorrow morning in my usual style. I guess you missed a Saturday morning. I'll be back, if God is willing, tomorrow morning. The Hot Set and the Talk on the Block will be back on Monday. See you there.